I am standing at the sink when someone calls my name. Not my name, the one that means I belong to them. The water is running too hot, but I don't move my hands. I'm counting how many minutes I've already been standing here. I stop counting when another voice joins in. Then another. The house sounds busy, productive, necessary. I feel calm in a way that scares me. I answer without turning around. My voice knows what to do, even when I don't. I dry one plate, then another. I stack them carefully because that's easier than thinking. Someone asks me what's for dinner. Someone else needs help with something they can almost do on their own. A message comes in that starts with, "When you get a chance." I realize I haven't sat down yet today. I also realize I don't remember why that used to matter. When the water finally goes cold, I'm still standing there, waiting for the moment where I'm allowed to stop. I wake up before anyone else, not because I want to, but because my body does it on its own now. My eyes open, and I already know what time it is without checking. I lie there for a moment, listening. No one is calling yet. No one needs anything yet. That's the quietest part of the day. I don't move right away. I stay still and let myself feel the weight of my own body in the bed. It feels unfamiliar, like something I borrowed and forgot to return. I try to remember the last time I woke up and thought about what I wanted. The thought slips away before I can catch it. I get up when I hear the first door open. My feet find the floor without thinking. I don't turn on the light. I know where everything is. I know this house in a way I don't know myself. I know which floorboard makes noise and which cabinet sticks. I know how much coffee to put in so it lasts until tomorrow. I start the coffee. I unload the dishwasher. I wipe the counter, even though it isn't dirty yet. These are the things that make the morning work. These are the things that make me useful. Someone comes into the kitchen and says, "Good morning." I answer. My voice sounds normal, pleasant. I don't think about the words before they come out. I never do. While breakfast is happening, I am already thinking about what comes after. Lunch, laundry, appointments, groceries, things that can't be forgotten, things that fall apart if I stop holding them together. I notice a sock on the floor and pick it up without breaking my sentence. I notice a cup left out and rinse it while someone is still talking to me. No one notices me doing it. That's fine. That's how it's supposed to be. At some point, someone thanks me. They say it casually, like punctuation. I nod. Gratitude feels like part of the job now. It closes the interaction. It tells me the exchange is complete. After everyone leaves the room, I stand there for a second longer than I need to. The kitchen is quiet again, but not the good kind. This quiet feels temporary. Borrowed. I know it won't last. I check my phone. There are messages, but none of them are for me. They are about me. Can you do this? Can you remember that? When you get a chance. I don't remember when you get a chance started meaning right now. I start the first load of laundry, then the second. I separate colors without looking. My hands know the system better than my head does. I fold clothes that aren't mine. I put them away in drawers I never open for myself. I pass a mirror in the hallway and catch my reflection by accident. I don't stop. I already know what I look like. Tired in a way sleep doesn't fix. Familiar in a way that feels impersonal. I keep walking. Mid-morning blends into late morning without a clear line between them. I answer questions. I solve small problems. I soothe frustrations that aren't mine. I don't think of these things as emotional labor. I think of them as maintenance. If I don't do them, something breaks. I sit down once briefly to pay a bill. The form asks for my name. I type it in and pause. The letters look strange together, like they don't belong. I check for a typo even though I know it's right. The form asks for my occupation. I hover over the field. There isn't an option that fits. I choose something close enough. Close enough is what I've been doing for a long time. I finish the form and submit it. My name disappears into the system. That feels accurate. Someone calls out for me from another room. I answer before they finish the sentence. My chair rolls back slightly as I stand. I don't remember deciding to get up. The afternoon is louder, hungrier. Everyone needs something again. Snacks, help, answers. I move from room to room like I'm being pulled by an invisible string. Each request feels small on its own. Together, they fill the entire day. I notice that I haven't eaten lunch. I tell myself I'll do it later. Later has become a flexible concept. While cleaning up a spill, I realize I've been humming under my breath. I stop when I notice it. I don't remember where the tune came from. I don't remember when I stopped listening to music on purpose. Someone asks me what I'm thinking about. The question catches me off guard. I open my mouth and then close it. I wasn't thinking about anything. Or maybe I was, but not in words. Not anything I could hand over easily. I don't know, I say. It's the truth, and it ends the conversation. In the late afternoon, I find a piece of mail addressed to me. Just my name. No mom, no shared last name listed first. I hold it longer than necessary. It feels heavier than it should. It's nothing important, an advertisement. I throw it away. The feeling lingers. I start prepping dinner early because it makes the evening smoother. Chopping, stirring, timing everything so it comes out right. I know what everyone likes. I know what complaints to avoid. Someone wanders into the kitchen and asks what I'm making. I tell them. They nod. They leave. The exchange is over. As I cook, I think about how many meals I've made without anyone remembering them later. Not in detail, just as something that existed and then didn't. I wonder if that's what will happen to me. The thought feels dangerous, so I push it away. By the time dinner is ready, I'm already tired in a way that has nothing to do with my body. We sit down, we eat, I make sure everyone has what they need before I take my first bite. My food is lukewarm. I don't mind. Someone asks me how my day was. I open my mouth. I search for something to say that fits in the space they've offered. Something light, something that doesn't slow anything down. It was fine, I say. They nod. The conversation moves on. After dinner, I clean up while everyone else drifts into their evening routines. The sink fills with dishes. The water runs hot. I don't notice until my hands start to sting. I stack plates carefully. I dry them and put them away. The kitchen returns to neutral, reset, ready for tomorrow. When everything is quiet again, I lean against the counter and close my eyes for just a second. My name floats through my mind, unconnected to anything else. No roles attached, no expectations. It feels fragile, like if I touch it, it will break. Someone calls for me from down the hall, just once, not urgently. I straighten up, I answer, my voice sounds steady. As I walk toward them, I realize I don't remember the last full day that belonged to me. Not in pieces, not in the margins, a whole day. The thought follows me down the hall, and I don't know what I would do if it ever caught up. I think the afternoon will finally give me a break. I don't know why I think that. Nothing about the day has suggested mercy, but the house gets quieter for a short stretch, and I mistake that for permission. I sit down at the table with a cup of coffee that's already gone cold. I tell myself I'll just sit for 5 minutes. I don't set a timer. I don't need to. I've trained myself to feel when time is running out. I wrap my hands around the mug anyway. The warmth is gone, but the shape feels familiar. Holding something that doesn't need anything from me feels like a small luxury. I look at my phone without opening anything. Messages are there. I don't tap them. I want to remember what it feels like to choose not to respond. I close my eyes, just for a second. I don't even make it that far. A sound from another room pulls me back. Not a cry, not an emergency. Just a voice calling out, casual and confident, like they already know I'll come. I hesitate. The hesitation surprises me more than the call does. It's brief, barely noticeable, but it's there. A pause where there usually isn't one. I stand up anyway. The request is small. It always is. Something that could wait, something someone else could handle. I take care of it without comment. My hands move fast, efficient, practiced. When I'm done, there's no thank you this time. Not because anyone is ungrateful, just because it's assumed. The moment doesn't register as a favor. It registers as part of how the world works. I go back to the table. The coffee is still there. I take a sip, even though it tastes bad now. I finish it anyway. I think about doing something for myself. Not anything dramatic, just something that belongs to me. I scan the room like I've forgotten where my own things are. There's a notebook on the shelf. It's been there for a long time. I remember buying it with a purpose in mind. I don't remember what the purpose was. I pick it up. The pages are blank except for the first one. My handwriting looks different there, looser, like I wasn't rushing. I don't open it again. I put the notebook back where it was. I tell myself I'll come back to it later. I don't specify when. I don't need to. Later is elastic. Later forgives everything. The quiet doesn't last. The next request comes dressed as a question, something that sounds optional but isn't. I answer without thinking. I hear myself say yes before I decide to. That's when I notice how my voice has changed. It rises slightly at the end of sentences, even when I'm not asking anything, like I'm always checking if I'm allowed. I clear my throat and try again. The sound doesn't change. I start to feel restless, not because I want to go somewhere, but because I don't know where I would go if I could. The walls feel closer than they did this morning. Not threatening, just present. I move through the house, straightening things that don't need to be straightened. I fold a blanket that was already folded. I wipe a table that's already clean. Movement keeps the questions away. At some point, someone asks me if I'm okay. The question lands wrong, too direct, too sudden. Yeah, I say quickly, too quickly. They look at me for a second longer than usual, like they're deciding whether to push. They don't. They never do. I've trained everyone well. Later, I try again. I wait until the house is occupied in a way that doesn't involve me. Screens on, doors closed. I sit on the edge of the bed and take off my shoes. The relief is immediate and shallow. It doesn't last. I lie back and stare at the ceiling. I count a crack I've counted before. I think about nothing and everything at the same time. My mind keeps drifting toward a version of myself I can't quite see clearly. I remember a time when I used to introduce myself without mentioning anyone else. I remember that feeling of being asked what I did and answering without translating it into usefulness. The memory doesn't feel warm. It feels distant, like a story someone told me once. A knock on the door breaks it. Can you help me with something? I don't answer right away. The silence stretches just long enough to be noticeable. Just a second, I say. My heart starts beating faster, and I don't know why. Nothing bad is happening, nothing new, and yet my body reacts like I've done something dangerous. I open the door. I help. It takes less than 2 minutes. When I come back to the bedroom, the moment is gone. The ceiling looks like a ceiling again. The crack means nothing. I sit up and put my shoes back on. In the late afternoon, I try a different approach. I tell myself I'll do something I used to enjoy, not because it will fix anything, but because I want to see if it still works. I turn on some music quietly, a song I know by heart, one that used to live inside me. I stand in the kitchen while it plays. I don't sing along, I just listen. Halfway through the song, someone talks to me from another room. I pause the music automatically. The silence that follows feels heavier than the sound did. After the conversation ends, I don't turn the music back on. I realize then that I've been narrating my life in my head as a series of tasks for a long time. Before this, after that. Make sure this is done. Don't forget that. There's no space in the narration for me as a person, just as a function. The realization doesn't come with tears. It comes with clarity, sharp and uncomfortable. I try to shake it off by staying busy. I prep dinner. I answer questions. I refill drinks. I check homework. I move fast enough that the thought can't keep up, but it follows me anyway. During dinner, someone talks about their day in detail. I listen. I respond in the right places. I nod. I ask a follow-up question. When they finish, they look at me expectantly. I know what they're waiting for. I feel something tighten in my chest, not anger, not sadness, something closer to panic. I start to speak, then stop. I don't have anything, I say. They laugh, thinking I'm joking. I don't correct them. After dinner, the house settles again. Evening routines kick in. I clean up slower than usual. I let the water run. I dry each dish carefully. I catch myself thinking about how easily I disappear when I stop volunteering information, how quickly the space fills with other voices. The thought is unsettling, also tempting. Later, when someone asks me to sit with them while they do something, I say no. The word comes out flat, calm. They look surprised, not offended, just surprised. Okay, they say after a beat, I'll figure it out. I stand there, waiting for something else to happen. A reaction, a consequence. Nothing does. The world doesn't tilt. No one gets upset. Nothing breaks. Something inside me does anyway. Not loudly, not dramatically. It's more like a line snaps that I didn't know was under tension. I go into the bathroom and close the door. I lock it even though I don't need to. I sit on the edge of the tub and stare at the floor. For the first time all day, I'm not listening for anything. I hear my own breathing. It sounds strange, too loud, like it's been waiting. I realize then that I've been describing my life to myself using borrowed language. Useful, needed, lucky, grateful. I hear myself think, very clearly, I don't know who I am when no one is asking. The thought doesn't scare me. It feels final when someone knocks softly on the door and asks if I'm coming. I don't answer right away. I stay where I am, counting my breaths, knowing that when I stand up, something has already changed, and there's no way to pretend it hasn't. I wake up the next morning with the same alarm I've always used. Nothing about the house has changed. The walls are still where they were. The schedule is still intact. The list in my head is already forming before I open my eyes. What's different is that I notice it happening. That awareness sits with me as I get out of bed. It doesn't make anything easier. It doesn't slow me down. It just stays there, watching. I move through the morning the way I always do. Coffee, breakfast, finding things that were left somewhere else, answering questions before they're finished. My body knows the sequence. My body doesn't need my permission. What surprises me is how quiet I am inside while I do it. The panic from yesterday isn't gone. It's just not loud anymore. It feels settled, like something that has decided where it lives. Someone says my name, the role name, the one that means availability. I answer, the sound of my voice doesn't give anything away. I notice small things now, how often people talk at me instead of to me, how requests are phrased as assumptions, how no one looks surprised when I show up. I used to take that as proof that I was doing something right. Now it just feels like evidence. Late in the morning, I find myself alone in the kitchen again. The same sink, the same counter, the same window. I stand there without turning the water on. I don't feel dramatic about it. I don't feel brave. I just don't move. The stillness lasts longer than it should, long enough that I expect someone to interrupt it. They don't. When I finally turn the faucet, it's because I decide to, not because I'm being summoned. The distinction feels small. It also feels enormous. I go about the day with a kind of careful neutrality. I do what needs to be done. I don't rush to do what doesn't. When someone asks for something that can wait, I say later instead of okay. The word tastes unfamiliar. No one argues with me. I don't explain. Explanation has always been the cost of taking up space. I'm tired of paying it. Around midday, I sit down to eat. Not standing, not hovering, sitting. The chair feels different when I actually use it. I eat slowly. I notice the food. I notice when I'm full. I stop. No one comments on it. That might be the strangest part. In the afternoon, I come across the notebook again. It's still on the shelf. It hasn't moved. I pick it up and open it this time. The blank pages don't inspire me. They don't scare me either. They just exist. I don't write anything. I close the notebook and put it back. This isn't a moment of reclaiming. It's just a moment of contact. That's enough for now. The day continues. There are errands. There are reminders. There are questions I answer and questions I deflect. I realize I'm not narrating myself as much anymore. The running commentary in my head has gone quiet. Tasks still happen, but they don't stack into a story about who I am. In the late afternoon, someone tells me I look tired. I don't deny it. I also don't apologize. They hesitate, like they're waiting for me to soften it, to reassure them that everything is fine. I don't. The silence stretches and then passes. Later, someone asks me what I want for dinner. The question catches. It always has. This time, I don't scramble to translate it into convenience. I don't know, I say. They wait. The waiting feels new. I'll eat whatever, I add eventually. Not because it's true, but because I'm not ready to push further. They nod and move on. That night, after the house settles, I don't clean right away. I leave the dishes where they are. I leave the counters as they were. I sit on the couch and stare at nothing in particular. The discomfort comes quickly, the urge to get up, to fix, to reset. I let it be there. My chest tightens, my fingers twitch, my mind searches for justification. There isn't one. Eventually, I stand up and clean. Not because I can't tolerate the mess, but because I choose to. The choice matters more than the outcome. When I finally go to bed, I don't feel lighter. I don't feel empowered. I feel aware in a way that doesn't let me sink back into the old fog. That awareness follows me into sleep and into the days after. Nothing explodes. No big conversation happens. No one suddenly sees me differently. I stop volunteering details about my inner life. I stop filling silences meant for others. I let my absence be noticed or not. The world adjusts faster than I expected. That part hurts more than I thought it would. One afternoon, someone refers to me as just staying home. I don't react. Later, when I'm alone, the word echoes. Just, it sits there, stripped of anger, stripped of defense. I don't replace it with anything else. Weeks pass like this, subtle, changed. I still do the work, the unpaid work, the invisible work, the work that keeps everything from collapsing. I just don't confuse it with my entire existence anymore. Not because I've figured out who I am, because I've accepted that I don't. One evening, I hear laughter from another room. It doesn't involve me. It doesn't need me. I stay where I am. The quiet that follows isn't empty. It's not peaceful either. It's simply mine. Before I turn out the light, I think about my name, the one I don't hear very often anymore. I say it silently, not to claim it back, just to acknowledge that it's still there. Then I let it go unanswered.